Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 7th of January in the year of our Lord 2025. Can you believe it? And if you're, and it's about 11 a.m. Pacific. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I want to also welcome you to the show. I want to let you know that we are live over in the 1-2 Radio chat room. You can find that by heading over to 1-2radio.com. That's number 1, number 2, radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. And you'll see my banner there at the top of the page and other people chatting there. If you would rather watch than listen, you can head over to YouTube or Facebook. Just look for Katie Weaver, Domestic Mystic, and you'll find my live stream. So that is the way to do it. Oh, how we doing? Happy New Year and stuff. I hope you guys had a good New Year's. We hosted, which New Year's is really nice because for Christmas, as you know, we have a huge family and a couple of big events, and it's a lot, you know, and we have a lot of fun, but it's a lot. Then we typically host New Year's Eve, and it's usually just 6 or 8 of us. And it's awesome because we're just a smaller group, and it's usually just the adultiest adults, if that's possible. And it's just a nice, we kick back. No one stays till midnight because we're old and we want to go to bed. And so on New Year's Eve, I was in bed by 11:30. But my book was so damn good, I read till 3. So I brought in the new year doing the right thing, reading a good book. But at any rate, it was good. It was fun. Sid, I was here last week. I was here. Well, maybe you were busy. Maybe you were. Okay, I got it. I'm catching up. So yeah, it was very good. And then, oh my goodness, we had quite the adventure over the weekend. So we went to Boise for the weekend to go to a Boise State basketball game. And it was great. We had a lot of fun. It was just a fun trip. Boise's weather is a lot more like Pacific Northwest in the winter. They do get some snow, but it was close to 50. It was sunny. It was bright. And then, well, Sunday morning it was rainy and just fresh, and it was pretty. But we went to the game. We had dinner at an Irish pub. That was awesome. We went to, Sid wasn't here. Okay, I got you. Well, I'm glad you're back. We went to, did a little shopping, went to Trader Joe's. That is a requirement when we're in Boise because we don't have a Trader Joe's. The closest one we have is Boise or Salt Lake City. And unfortunately, I've shopped there enough now that they have quite a few products that are like must buys for us. So every time we go to Boise, we have to make a trip to Trader Joe's. So went to Trader Joe's, had breakfast. Micah wanted to go take us downtown to this really like kitschy little coffee shop that was so cute with like all of the ambiance. It was just so good. So it was super fun. But the drama started on our way home. We had, I didn't realize I had this in my background. I can't stand to look at it. We had a disaster on our way home. We were driving our Hummer, our new car, and just a little over an hour outside of Boise, we started smelling a weird smell. The car started running weird, the transmission running weird. And then, there was kind of a pop and smoke everywhere, and we were in trouble. So we pulled off in this tiny, tiny little town called Glen's Ferry. And as it turned out, what happened is that the part of our radiator that cools the transmission had burst and was just pumping radiator fluid into transmission fluid into the radiator. Well, you can't go home like that. So we were very lucky that my sister-in-law and brother-in-law have a big truck and access to a big trailer because it's not like towing a little car home. The Hummer's huge and heavy and wide, and it's kind of a big deal, you know, and you can't tow it either. It would have to go on a trailer because of the kind of car it is. So anyway, also our car, my regular car, was still in Boise because Mars has been borrowing it. And so Micah and Matea drove to Glens Ferry and brought us our car, so that we would have a vehicle. Kim and Anthony drove clear from our neck of the woods all the way down there. So we sat in the parking lot of this little gas station slash grocery store for 6 hours waiting for Kim and Anthony to come. It was incredibly kind of them to come and help bail us out. Very much appreciated. But yeah, so that was pretty wild. And unfortunately, the roads were super slick for about the last hour and a half of the ride. But we did make it home. We were finally in bed by about 1:30. Yeah, it was kind of a mess. Well, it's only a new vehicle to us. Yeah. It's an older vehicle. It's just what we wanted. So, I mean, the good news is it's not that big of a deal to fix. Scott's got this. He's a mechanic. He's, you know, it's not a crazy expensive fix. The transmission itself is fine. But what a mess. Yeah. So there was a lot of waiting around, getting the dogs out to walk them around, going back in the gas station. It was more like a grocery store with gas pumps, to use their bathroom or buy another little bit of lunch or something. It was wild. But again, so grateful that we have wonderful people in our world that are able to help, bail us out. And it's just, I think it's very hard for Scott because he's typically the bailee, not the bailer. You know what I mean? He's usually out bailing everyone out, not after having to ask for help. But anyway, it's good. It's fine. So now we're just waiting for some parts to come and we can put it back together and be fine. But whew, that was kind of a mess. That was an adventure. With a lot of time hanging around in the car. So good thing I was reading a good book, right? I know. I kept offering to Scott, do you want me to read you my book for a while? He did not. Fine, whatever, Scott. Whatever, you're the one missing out. At any rate, all's well that ends well. So, I thought it would be fun to kick off the year. I kind of started this last fall with Abundantia, but I thought it would be fun to do some episodes of the magazine, or editions of the magazine, as well as here on the show. It would be fun to focus on a specific goddess and make that most of the show. So that's what we're going to do. A quick programming note, we are going to be done today at 11:50. I got a jet a little bit early because I've got some work to do elsewhere, so got to do that, but that's going to be happening. But I think we still have plenty of time for all the good stuff. So, I'm going to get Luminous shared here. I'll put a link in both chat rooms. Also, if you would send up the sweetest of prayers to my wonderful sister-in-law, Rhonda. Her mother passed this morning. Unexpectedly? We say unexpectedly. She was very unwell for a while, but, it was unexpected this morning. So, super sad. Bonnie was an incredibly kind person that always treated my kids like her own grandkids. Just such a sweet lady. So, everybody's hearts are aching, especially Rhonda's and her brother and her dad, brothers and dad. So, send a little extra prayer to Rhonda and Christy, will you please? It sucks. It always sucks, you know? All right, well, let's dive into Luminous. So, all new art, right? New year, who dat? We're moving on. All new art. So, and This is volume 8, edition 1, meaning this is year 8 of Luminous. Year 8! It's crazy. I'm amazed. I'm humbled because you guys have been so supportive and so kind and so helpful all over the years and helping me to, I think in helping me to be able to steer my work the direction it goes, and also just in supporting the work that I do. So I do appreciate that immensely. I feel like the link that I put up was wrong, so I'm going to fix that real quick. There we go. That seems more like it. All right. Well, I feel like the winter solstice energy that we were looking for has finally settled. The winter solstice came in this year with the weirdest, not comfortable, not soothing, not restful energy. It was super weird. And we did have that dark moon, and like there were things I think that helped contribute to that, but I was really missing that sleepy, quiet, nourishing winter solstice energy that we usually get. And so I'm really glad to see us finally settle into that now. I feel like we have finally arrived. So I am feeling very creative. I've been designing some stained glass pieces, meaning I haven't made them yet, but I've been doing the design work so that I can, in fact, I have them printed now so that I can go downstairs and cut glass. But typically, the stained glass I've done so far, I have bought patterns from other people. So with fused glass, it's a little bit different. Mostly that's just measuring and eyeballing things and doing things. But, you know, with stained glass, it's a lot more precise as far as every cut and every measurement, and it's very different in that aspect. So I bought other people's patterns because I'm a newbie, and I still am. But I've designed a few patterns, so I'm super excited to give them a go and see how they turn out, see what happens. So, fun stuff. So the magazine this week is the Morrigan edition, about Morrigan or Morgaine, depending on how you choose to see her or pronounce her name. She's the Morrigan. I was thinking about that, like, how would you like to be such a badass that you aren't even known as just your name? It is the, right? The Morrigan. That just packs a bigger punch, I think, right? A little more authority. We'll take it. All right, so I wrote an article about Morrigan. So this is she's from Celtic mythology. She is a shape-shifting goddess associated with war, fate, and prophecy. Her story is one of fierce independence, raw power, and an unyielding connection to the life cycles, or the cycles of life and death. She is sometimes seen as the goddess of death. But she's also someone who can help you with transitions and help you to connect to what some may call your shadow side. Hey, Laurie. She is one of those goddesses that make people uncomfortable. She's not soft and sweet. She is not fluffy, right? She's not going to pat you on the head and give you a lollipop. She's probably going to speak hard truths to you and maybe hurt your feelings, right? She's the real one. She's not always what people might need, but sometimes she's probably exactly what you need. So she's sometimes described as the triple goddess. This is an interesting point. Some people believe that she's described as the triple goddess, and other people do not think that that's not a good representation of her. So I'll let you decide how you want to see her. But the idea of describing her as a triple goddess encompasses three different aspects: Babd, Maka, and Amain. And each of those aspects represent different facets of her power, from the chaos of battle to sovereignty and to prophecy. Sovereignty, because ain't nobody tells her what to do. You would not get away with it. She's often depicted as a raven or a crow. Sometimes she's known as the crow or the raven goddess or the raven queen. So, one of her more famous stories, there's quite a few stories or tales, about her, but one of her more famous ones involves her interactions with a hero called Cú Chulainn. And the Morrigan tests him, offers her aid in battle disguised as a young woman. When he rejects her, she shifts into various forms to challenge him, including a wolf, a heifer, and an eel. Cú Chulainn ultimately defeats all of the manifestations, but he later realizes her true nature and offers his respect. This is just a story that helps to show her role as a goddess who demands acknowledgement of her power and the inevitability of fate. She can be kind of tricky. She is more than happy to teach someone a lesson if they need to be. When people work with angels, sometimes they shy away from Metatron because he's can be cold and harsh and abrupt and maybe unkind. And I think in that way, some people are afraid to work with the Morrigan. She's not your friend. Maybe she is, but she's not your sweet, floofy marshmallow friend, right? Hey, Pamela. She is intense. She calls on those who are ready to face their fears, step into their power, and embrace transformation. So here's some ideas of ways that you may choose to connect with her if you feel like you are ready or wanting to do that. Meditate with ravens or crows. You could spend time observing them in nature or meditate with their imagery. They are often seen as messengers, her messengers, and they can guide you in understanding her energy. Honor the cycles. Her power is tied to the cycles of life and death, reflecting on endings and beginnings in your life and honoring the me lessons that they bring. Remember that when the death card comes up, it doesn't necessarily mean death, right? We're not talking about physical death. Likely, we are talking about an ending. And an ending is just the triggering of a new beginning. So, in that way, she's kind of life, death, and rebirth. You can study ancient Celtic mythology, dive deeper into the stories of the Morrigan and her aspects. There's a lot of stories about the Morrigan, there's a lot of tales about her. When you can understand her lore, I think it helps you to connect with her on a more personal level. There's also been lots of novels written about her, as the heroine or the antagonist or maybe a little bit of both. Shadow work. She's perfect for shadow work, opening those parts of yourself that are hidden or repressed, maybe that you're afraid of or ashamed of or haven't really been able to express in your life. Journaling or therapy can be powerful tools in this process as well. Years ago, I had a client who was going through, she'd gotten divorced, and there were a lot of challenges with her ex-husband, with the kids, with custody issues and stuff. And he was basically just walking all over her and pretty much doing what he did to her in their marriage, and she was having a hard time standing up to him, even when that's really what her kids needed her to do. And she kept saying to me, "But that's not nice. Standing up for your kids isn't nice. Standing up for yourself isn't nice." But in really diving into that with her, she had been raised to be nice at all costs. At all costs. So even though he was certainly not being nice to her, or to their kids for that matter, there was so much fear in her about not being nice that she was absolutely paralyzed in this situation. Obviously, he knew that and he was exploiting that, but it was terrifying to her to do something that wasn't nice. She needed the Morrigan. She needed to unleash her inner Morrigan to go, well, Morrigan on his ass. She finally did find a way to stand up to him, but I've always thought about that because she's not the only one that I've heard this from in the past. And I'm a big fan of being nice and being kind. I think so. I've said that a lot of times. I practice that. But my goodness, you are not on this planet to be nice at the expense of yourself or of your kids or of your life. You're not. I promise you, Morrigan is not. Sacred offerings. You could leave offerings of dark red wine, meat, or black feathers on an altar dedicated to her. Be sure to repress your intentions, or express, don't repress, what in the world? No. Be sure to express your intentions clearly and respectfully. All right, and then I put together a ritual for you to embrace transformation with the Morrigan. You're going to need a black candle, a feather, preferably black, but anything will do, a small bowl of water, a paper and a pen, and a safe space outdoors or near an open window. So you're going to set your space by creating a quiet, sacred space. So turn off your phone. If you are home with others, let them know that you need some time by yourself. Set that space so that you can really focus on what you're doing without worrying at all about what's going on with other people. And then put the candle, the feather, and the bowl of water on your altar or a flat surface, a TV tray, whatever you got. Then light your candle, and as you light it, you're going to invoke her. And you'll do that by saying this or something similar. Morrigan, goddess of transformation, I call upon your wisdom and strength. Guide me as I embrace the changes in my life. Obviously, you can freestyle that a little bit if you need to. Hey, Suzanne, to fit what you're asking her for. Then take a little time to reflect. So take your paper and write down something you're ready to release, a fear, a habit, or a situation. This could be something old, it could be shame, it could be any kind of fear or any kind of repression, anything that's been holding you back, whether it's recent or it's old, and maybe it's many things, but that's up to you. Then continue to invoke the Morrigan, hold the feather, and imagine her energy surrounding you, fierce and protective. Visualize her as a raven circling above, watching over you. And then burn the paper into the flame. Or if you don't want to burn it, tear it into small pieces and place it in the bowl of water. As you do it, say, "With your guidance, I release this from my life. I welcome transformation and new beginnings." This could also be something bigger, different, more tangible. This could be a job or a relationship or a thought process or where you live or lots of things. That's up to you. Show gratitude. Thank her for her presence and guidance. You can put out the candle or you can let it burn all the way down if you'd rather. And leave the feather on your altar for a while as a reminder of your connection to her. Once you do that, pay close attention to your dreams. Your dreams will be key in this process. You may feel like doing the ceremony more than once for various things, because one thing we know is when you pull a thread, a lot of times other things unravel. And it could easily be that when you start working with her and you start releasing some things that you're ready to be done with, you may have more things come in that you are ready to change and shift as well. So lean into it. But also, pay attention, pardon me, to those dreams, because you will likely have her come in. So working with her, it's not for the faint of heart. It's for big change. I think it's for when you are mad as hell and you've had enough. And maybe it's for more than that, but I think it's kind of a Tawanda moment, you know, when you go, you know what? I am all done with this. I'm done with this in my life. I'm done with feeling this way. I'm done with acting this way. I am ready for big work. She will be fierce to defend you and protect you, as fierce as she is. So consider working with her. Maybe now, maybe later, but now you know. So today I did put together a song. So, of course, this was with the help of AI. I put together a song about the Morrigans. So I'm going to go ahead and play that for you now.
In the shadow ancient hills, where the crows cry and the wind stands still, she waits in whispers, a haunting flame. The Morrigan calls, invoking her name. Oh, of the dead, a shapeshifter's power, a goddess untamed. Her lessons are sharp, but wisdom is gained.
Your voice transforms, your wings.
I'll stand in courage, I'll heed her cry. The Morrigan's wings will lift me high.
I love the way that turned out. Love, love it. But of course, there is a link to it in Luminous so that you can go back and watch it, listen to it if you would choose to. You can also just find it over on my YouTube, which is Domestic Mystic, Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and it's posted there, so you're welcome to benefit from it there if you would like to. So, thank you. And hello, Jen. Good to see you. Christy's energy exercise this week is inner peace. The world feels pretty tumultuous. My goodness, here in the U.S., we kicked off the new year with 2 terrorist attacks. Yeah, domestic, of course. we're in chaos. We are in chaos. So I think anything we can do to promote peace within ourselves is really important. I think it's an important way for us to be able to help the outside world. There's long been a belief that peace within encourages peace without, right? So if you want to help encourage peace in the world, you have to keep seeking peace within yourself. I think that's going to be important this year. It feels very important this year. Yeah. So her inner peace meditation is a little longer than the ones some of her others from this series. It's, I think, more like 8 minutes long, but very, very worth it to take yourself through it a time or two. Lots of time over at True Crime Squad. You can check that out yourself if that's something you follow with us. And of course, lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. You can check those out as well. It's Capricorn season, so I brought up the Capricorn meditation. Pardon me. But there's lots over there to check out. And that's it. That is Luminous. I love the art. I chose all art this time that is ancient ruins and that are doorways or arches. You know, I was thinking like doorways to ancient places. You know, those places that are well within us. I think those places that our souls long for. I have a theory that the reason there's so many fantasy type books out there in the world and have been for so long is because there are parts of us that long to go home to places that don't really exist anymore, but that your spirit knows and your spirit has been a part of and attended. And your spirit still asks for that, still longs for that, still wants to go to that place. I think that authors that are writing fantasy are writing about places that their souls yearn for. Maybe not always, but I think that there's some truth to that. And maybe it's not a fully accurate, look at what their soul is longing for or has experienced. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But what I mean by that is that there is something within them that longs for a place that is not here, that you can't get on a plane and go to, that is a long, long forgotten place. So, I don't know. I'm interested in your theories on that. But it looks like we're going to have about 15 minutes. So if anybody wants a reading or a healing or something in between, this is a great time to ask for it. I noticed Joni in the chat had a question, so I'm going to start there. It's Shoni says, Happy New Year. If you're willing to pull a card or give me an insight today, I would like one. I feel like there is change around me. What do you see, feel, or sense? Let's do pull a card, Joni. It seems like employment change, either within your company or a completely different company or job altogether. But it looks to me like there's some change afoot for you in the areas of employment. And it feels positive. But let's pull a card. Okay. All right. So the first card that I pulled is the Temptation card. And this card basically is indicating to me that you may be tempted to do something dramatic or drastic or impulsive. It's not necessarily the wrong decision. It's really more about making sure that however you choose to react to your current situation serves you the most. That's all. So if you're going to do something rash, I'm not here to tell you not to. I'm just here to tell you to make sure that you do it in a way that you get what you need. I pulled an extra card because I just wanted to see, like, this is our main thing, but what's beyond that? And the card is moving on. So I'm still on team change for you, and I still feel like this may be career-based or something in that realm. But there's change here for you. And again, I think it is positive. I think it is exactly what, you know, that you're feeling, some shifting and changing. There's a strong message there to not be afraid to walk away from things that aren't serving your soul anymore. Okay. All right. Sherry needs a healing on her back and legs and knee. Okay. We can do that. Okay. Yeah, Spirit, I have time for a reading. Do you have anything specific you wanted to ask? All right, Sherry. Doing a little clearing first. Your energy body isn't moving the way it's supposed to, and I'm sure it's just from all that. Well, at least partly it's because of inflammation and just feeling blocked. So I'm just clearing that out first and really getting your energy body moving correctly. And then I'm going to call out the ethereal properties of sterling silver and of aquamarine. I'm going to form those into a chi ball. Two. I'm going to place one in that knee to just continue to work through the inflammation. You have all these hot spots that, you know, from an energy worker's perspective, feel like heat, inflammation. So putting one in that knee and the other one around your back and neck. To just continue to work on the heat, the inflammation part. Especially with the back and the neck, it's a release from there is a release there from carrying stress. So I just wanted to help to release that too. Okay, we'll see how that sits with you. Hopefully that helps a lot. Okay, Suzanne said, any insight into what's important for me to know? Okay, let's tune into that, Suzanne. Boy, it comes back to creative stuff. Two things. It's important to know, partly, to be sure that you are filling yourself up. I feel like someone in your household is has got quite a bit of depression, and that's it's coloring how you feel too, and that's okay. That's just, it's what families do for each other, in some ways, but recognizing what is maybe just depression and what you need to do to feed your soul, fill you up, give yourself the maybe the social aspect that you need, or the filling of your soul that you need. But the other thing that comes up for me big, Suzanne, is creative energy. That if you're not already, I think you are working on some creative endeavors, but if you're not, to get some going. It's okay to have your paws in several different pots, right? To have several things that you're working on or thinking about. You don't have to keep all your focus on one or finish one thing before you do another. You are quite ordered, so I know that's probably maybe harder for you, but go ahead and get messy. Get some things going. Pamela's wondering about changes in 2025. Yeah, the biggest one, love, is in healthcare. I feel like some changes in healthcare in 2025 that are a lot more supportive. Obviously, you're going to have to make that happen and seek those out, but I feel like when you do, you're going to discover that you've got a lot more help than you had. You're a lot more affirmed and heard. And because of that, your pain management will be much, much more effective, and you're going to feel better and be able to just do more. I think part of your question might be about employment. There's no set in stone change in employment in 2025. There is a possibility, I feel like, for you to make a change that suits you better, or maybe even retire, but it's not set in stone and it's not something you necessarily have to do. The big strong message is to advocate hard on healthcare, because that's the big change I see that really improves your life in powerful ways. Okay, Lillian needs a clearing. She said she just does not feel 100%. Yeah, let's do that. I'm just starting at your feet. I'm just moving all the way through you. So, two quick observations. Your root chakra is not right where it should be. It's a little shifted. And that just makes it hard to ground, hard to feel normal. So, I'm going to pull that into place so that I can get the rest of your energy body moving correctly. And then the other observation was that your aura is actually kind of heavy. It's just psychic sludge. It's kind of getting slimed by, the outside world. Not unheard of. It happens all the time. But yours is a little heavier than normal. So I'm just clearing that out really good. Okay, good. Okay, so that should lighten you up quite a bit, my friend. And I put some good light around you as well. Okay. Sheila said she's been feeling anxious and drained since yesterday, probably exhaustion, but I want to know if there's an energy element to this. Let's take a look. Agreed with exhaustion. I'm just going to put a Herkimer diamond in your crown and balance your crown. Your crown chakra is too big. It's all big and floppy like they get. So I'm going to pull it down and put a Herkimer diamond in it to just really help with the exhaustion and fatigue. Also, be sure that you are really getting adequate nutrition. I feel like that might actually be a part of the problem. Okay. All right, that is done. Okay. All right, Spirit says there's no advocacy, and the few people left, while they haven't been there for me, are pushing for me to leave and sit in a car with nowhere safe to go, which is a death sentence. They think it's suicidal thoughts. No, I am content, finally able to eat healthy and able to relocate to another property with fencing and a permitted septic and some efforts, but somehow no one in my life sees the importance of that. They also don't grasp that I'm unnecessarily, prematurely. Okay. Oh, and I struggle with FedEx as well. Okay. So what I can do for you, let's just really balance your chakras and get you in a better place energetically so that you can face the FedEx stuff and get yourself back on track. I'm sorry. I wish there was better advocacy for you where you are. I know that would help a lot. Okay. I'm putting a lot of light around you and around all of your critters as well. And I'm so glad you're able to eat healthier and feel good about that also. Okay, lots of light around you and lots of love to you, my friend. Sid says, please help social butterfly Mr. D Pup to understand. I'll let him greet other dogs if he stops dragging me forward and demanding barking. Oh, and demand. Barking, always greet politely. I'll keep him safe from loose dogs. Okay, I'll show him. So we only get to meet other dogs if we can be very polite. And absolutely no dragging, Sid, ever, Mr. Man. So I'm showing him walking next to you, more submissive, and letting you decide what dogs we meet. Okay, he's agreeing. There's definitely some anxiety in him around other dogs. He wants to be friends with other dogs really bad, but he's also afraid of getting attacked, and he's super afraid of you getting attacked. So it's kind of a big conundrum of energies bursting free. Yeah. Okay, very good. All righty, gonna just check the other chat. We're gonna have to bounce here real soon. You're so welcome, Joni, you bet. Okay, well, that's what we've got. We gotta go. So, I want to thank you guys for being here. I want to remind you that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com, and you can literally find me over there every single day doing energy work, psychic readings, animal communication, mediumship. I'll help you in any way that I can. So just head over to www.12, that's number one, number two, listen.com, and you'll find me, Katie Weaver, there. And you can connect with me for a reading. You can buy an email reading if you'd rather, or you can purchase a time-based session so that we know exactly how much time we have to work with together, or you can just put some money on your account and we can talk by the minute. Any way you choose to do it is fine with me. I'm there every day. However, if you head over and I'm not there and you need to talk to me, just do a callback request or a scheduled call. When you do that, I get a text that tells me that somebody is waiting to talk to me, and I'll do what I can to get back to you as fast as I can. So that's how that works. Alrighty, guys. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you immensely. I will see you guys back here next week, same place, same time. You have been listening to The Katie Weaver Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world.